Let's talk about Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R. Miss Hooper, born 5/23/1950. Yes. 5/23/1950. Let me get to her paper. One second. Ms. Hooper is a 74-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of end-stage COPD, period. I found her to be very short of breath today. She lives with her roommate and caregiver, Ms. Gail Brown, who tells me that Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, has been very short of breath in the past 3 days with increased cough and congestion, period. Patient has oxygen, but she does not, Ms. Brown does not allow her to use the oxygen because she smokes and she's afraid she's going to set their house on fire, period. Her TUSAT only 89% with severe wheezing at this time, period. We talked about smoking. She's definitely not interested in stopping smoking. Also, it's important to mention that she appears very weak. She looks like she's lost weight. She has very little appetite. Her TUSAT is low. She's tachycardic at 120. She's huffing and puffing. She continues to be bowel and bladder incontinent. She's not eating at this time. Patient's records indicate that she's been hospitalized previously with exacerbation of COPD. And we would like to avoid any transfer to the hospital and keep her as comfortable as possible with her end-stage COPD, period. In the paragraph, she suffers from air hunger. She has medication in place to control her pain and her anxiety, which she has a lot of, period. In the paragraph, at this time, she would benefit from a course of antibiotics and steroids, which has been discussed via a copy of this note and a phone call to patient's nurse, Ms. Candace, at Bayou Hospice, period. In the paragraph, she uses her nebulizer at least 6 or 7 times a day, hence the reason for needing steroids. She has a discolored sputum. She's tachycardic. She's very weak. She's very thin. KPS score is at 40%. She has core pulmonale, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and bowel and bladder incontinent and total ADL dependency. Left at her own accord, given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.